And so we are in the worst situation I have ever seen, and I've been a student of history for a long time, and I got to say, you know, the South Africans may not understand that their treasury is loaded with dollar bills, as is almost every major country in the world. And what we have is in every treasury is what we call a basket of currencies to keep our money stable. Well, the South African rand is stabilized by the euro, the Japanese yen, and the American dollar. So as the dollar begins to crumble, and as the dollar ultimately fails, and it will soon, every country in the world is going to be dropped into a depression. And if you need information about a depression, do some reading at your library or go on the internet and read about the events that surrounded the 1930s period in this world. And you'll get an idea of just how desperate times a depression will bring. So I see this happening now in ways that are frightening to me. And, you know, I'm not a young guy anymore, and I'm 51, and I got to say to you, I've never seen such desperate times in my 51 years.
Well, no. Certainly. In fact, you know, when you talk of desperation, just today, you know, there is talk about deflation now. You know, everybody's been talking about inflation. But when one looks at what this the potential that this deflation can cause and the desperation that is actually worldwide, a country like India, for instance, a major producer of rice, a shortage of rice in India. I mentioned South Africa, a country which is a major producer of wheat, a shortage of wheat in South Africa. You can't even feed your own people. In fact, if you look at, you talk about public services, a country like Ghana, a classic example, the moment the World Bank and these criminals and these corporates actually stepped in, what happened to Ghana? Ghana was a country that had the best healthcare systems in the African continent. It has the best education system. But what were they asked to do by these criminals? Sacrifice on your public service. Sacrifice on your water, on your power generation. These are essentials for any country. And these are sacrifices that countries like Ghana and many other countries around Africa, in Latin America, have had to make. And as a result, it's basically put people in a worse situation that they've ever been before. The same is likely to happen. I would say Zimbabwe is in dire straits at this point in time. Inflation is running at thousands and thousands and thousands of percent. Yet, Zimbabwe is such a good country. It's got all the minerals in the world. The dollar you spoke about, Daryl, at one stage, the gold was a standard. When the dollar had actually replaced the gold as a standard, we started seeing the decline. Like you say, the rand, for instance, measured against the dollar. But a worthless currency, which today, even some of the countries in Europe are actually are refusing to accept the dollar as a world currency.
But it's still in that position. I mean, if you take a look in your newspaper today to check the price of gold, you'll see it quoted in dollars. You'll see oil quoted in dollars. You'll see a bushel of wheat quoted in dollars. Corn, all commodities. My point being is that as we transition from this hyperinflationary monetized dollar that has been printed into Weimar Republic numbers, hitting back into the world, what we're going to see is calamities spreading across the globe. Now, they may not happen immediately, but I don't see the world surviving in its present state for more than 3 to 6 months, because every single week we're going to see a major calamity, another dropping of our living standard, another rise in our cost of living, and all I'm seeing on my French television set is layoffs, people losing their jobs, being redundant, I worry. Now, what is my job here, and why do I bring on wonderful guests like you, and why do I talk so passionately about Zionists and their control? Because, ladies and gentlemen, unless we do something about the people doing this to us, it will never get better for us. We will live under the yoke of tyranny forevermore, because you mentioned in the beginning of the show here this new surveillance information society is placing this yoke around our necks, and we are finding ourselves becoming trapped. And maybe you could speak about some of the things you've seen happen just in the last few months and years that are giving you pause.
Yes, just before I get to that, you talk just to talk a bit about the dollar and, you know, all the major commodities that are priced in dollars throughout the world. And the question I always ask is, why was Saddam Hussein taken out? Now, one of the main reasons why Saddam Hussein was actually taken out was he wanted to actually sell his oil in euros in another currency, apart from the dollar. If we look at what is happening in Iran, Iran has been actually toying around with this idea of selling its oil in euros for a very, very long time now. And can you imagine, Daryl, what this is actually going to do to this almighty dollar? If just a commodity like oil is actually, you know, if there's a switch in currency in selling a commodity like oil throughout the world, what is this actually going to do to the U.S. dollar?
Well, the dollar doesn't have a future. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before everybody finally declares the dollar dead. Now, whether they'll resurrect it in another form, another type of dollar, or some kind of new monetized dollar, who knows? But I know it's going to die a very slow and ignoble death. And many people around the world will say, good for them, the Americans. They've been dealing out terrible things around the world for so long. But, you know, this whole mess that we're starting to see, as I just described, this new society, it was not the American people that were endorsing this stuff, because, frankly, the American people know as little as every other people. They don't know what's going on in their world. They believe what they're told to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that to be true about South African populace as well as Western European populace and Americans. We're not told the truth. We've never been told the truth. So we make our decisions based on what we're told. And, of course, the mainstream media is another area where these criminals control. So we're never getting the straight story. And as we wait longer and longer, as we get closer to this new information society, and what's happening is we're going to have no chance at shaking these people off of our backs.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Daryl, I had the opportunity of being in America a few years ago. And, you know, when you talk of the mainstream media, and, you know, people are just so gullible in the United States of America, where they believe anything and everything that they actually read or see in the mainstream media. And at that point in time, this was a few years ago, and I'd actually spoken to somebody in the United States, and he mentioned to me, he says, the downfall of the United States of America is not going to be a military invention. It's not going to be any other thing except money. And he says, this dollar, the currency, is actually going to be the downfall of the United States of America. And this is what you're seeing. And when you ask me, you know, in terms of what I've been seeing over a period of time, if you just look at what has happened since 9/11, at one stage, the Middle East, Arab money used to flow into America like water, like you couldn't believe. I don't think we can even calculate, you know, how much the American economy actually owes the Arabs, because the Arabs were just pumping money like you couldn't believe into America. But since 9/11 and since the whole you know, Islamophobia became the buzzword in America, the fear of Islam, the fear for Muslims, many of these Arabs have actually started either taking their money out of America or they're not investing their money into the United States of America. And what we're seeing today is, you know, as far as the credit crunch goes, this was one of the reasons why that actually kept America afloat, was all this money that kept flowing into America. The tap has run dry, the well has run dry, the tap is actually closed now. There is none of this inflow coming into the United States of America. So what do you do next? Create chaos, create a depression around the world, and obviously hope, you know, that the dollar, for some reason or the other, will still continue to strengthen in terms of all these commodities that are priced in dollars, and obviously keep the American economy afloat at the end of the day. And these are desperate measures that the Americans are actually taking at this point in time. But what is happening is they're dragging everybody else. In fact, the entire world has been dragged down with the United States.
Well, but see, I got to tell you, many of the main players of this decision making in America are not even living in America. Their family's called Rothschild, and there you'll find them in London, you'll find them in Bordeaux, France, you'll find them in Frankfurt, Germany, you'll find them in Zurich, Switzerland. You'll find Harry Oppenheimer very involved. You'll find the Warburg family, which is